Hey Jeff, this is Artie.
Hey Eddie, how you doing?
I'm perfectly good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. There's not too much left here, but maybe we can get it finished today.
Yeah.
My first question is, can I send you some additional pictures to use?
Of course you will.
Okay, send it to you. Do I email them to you?
Yeah, email on email. So you can just help me out that where we can put that picture.
Okay.
And
I'll do that.
In an email that you can just simply launch it, like on your website, and simply you can just see through your website that there's about and there's a child picture. You can put that picture there like that. Or if it's not, I just call you if I didn't recognize that thing. So I call you and help that where the picture put.
I can send it as an attachment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll just put in there on what page.
On which page?
Yeah, I'll just tell you what page to put it on.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, now, let's see. I'm going to scroll to the bottom of the page.
The bottom?
Do you have my website up?
Yeah, your website is
okay.
In front of my screen.
Okay, see at the bottom of every page, I've got Food Pantries Direct and my address. And
yeah.
Okay, I want to add info.
Info?
Let's see.
Info is that, there.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
www.info@foodpantriesdirect.org. That one?
Yeah. Is that my web address?
Yeah. This is your email.
I thought my web address was foodpantriesdirect@foodpantriesdirect.org.
Direct.org. All right. So you can just simply email me your website, like Gmail, that which email you use on your website, so I can just simply put it there.
I'm kind of confused what you meant by that. I've got AOL.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to do? I don't understand that. I'm not very good with computers.
Yeah, me too.
So what address should be there for my website?
There is your address, Food Pantries Direct, 2626th Avenue, Code Rock Island, 261201, United States.
Well, that line is okay, but for my web address, www.foodpantriesdirect.org. .org, right?
Mm-hmm. So you have that?
I've got email? Well, what do you mean, do I have that?
That you have that email.
That's what I don't know. Where's that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all confused here. Okay, let's just talk about the website.
All right.
Okay, so the website address is foodpantriesdirect@.org. Is that right?
Sorry.
What do you mean that?
No, I just ask you that you want to change that address.
Well, that's not really a web address. That's www.info. No, I I want to take the www off and have that as my email address. So info@foodpantriesdirect.org will be my email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got to add my website address.
Yeah.
Right? So that'd be Food Pantries Direct at what? I don't know. Or foodpantriesdirect.org?
Yeah, .org. But info at foodpantriesdirect.org. This is your right now email.
Yeah. But yeah. Why do you have www dot in front of that?
Yeah, you want to erase that. You want to take it out.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be there, should it?
All right. So
I'm asking you for help.
Basically, when someone is on your website, you can just simply click on that email. It's gone to your email. If you click on it.
Well, this is confusing.
No, you can click simply on that www.info@foodpantriesdirect.org. Click on it.
You want me to do that? Okay.
Yeah, you do that.
Now it says error
yeah.
not found.
Yeah. So this is called a link. All right. When someone is on your website, they are simply.
Shouldn't it say email and then info@foodpantriesdirect.org?
Yeah, I can do that also.
Yeah, let's do that, and then put my website down there also. www.foodpantriesdirect.org, right?
All right. This is your domain name.
Yeah, and then kind of center everything. Right now, it's not centered.
Basically, Jason, he is on a leave, and I'm new on this project, so I didn't knew these things about that website. So that's why I'm asking all these things.
Yeah. You say Jason's gone?
Yeah, Jason had gone for some vacations.
Okay, so we'll have my phone number there. Now there should be another 0-343-2200.
All right, I can add there your 0. Not a big deal.
And then website www.foodpantriesdirect.org.
All right.
And
so
then
this
info,
website.
And then email info at
foodpantriesdirect.org, your email.
Yeah, info, yeah. And then when somebody clicks on that, where does it go? How do I get that email?
Which, that email?
When somebody wants to email me,
yeah.
Where does that email go so I can read it?
Basically, I think so. Are you purchased that email? info@foodpantriesdirect.org. Are you? Or are you have that email login in your phone or in your laptop?
No.
Because this, the info@foodpantriesdirect.org, it's like a demo, like a dummy.
Yeah, but I need to make it undummy. And then where do I go to read it? Where do I go to read it?
Mm-hmm. Basically, when someone is email you, so info@foodpantriesdirect.org is not working because this is not login.
Well, how do I get that to come to me? Where does it go? Please explain everything to me.
No, you have that email in your phone or in your email, or you give to Jason that email.
I give him the email address?
All right.
No, I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give him that email address?
Yeah, I'm asking to you.
Do I what?
That email you gave him, Jason?
Yeah.
So you
do
gave
I give
him...
it to him? Or you're mm-hmm. telling me to? I don't...
No, I'm not telling you. I said that you said to Jason that this is my email, info@foodpantrydirect.org. Please put on the website.
Yeah, but where do I go to retrieve that message, that email?
I just want to check it in my project.
You're going to check it?
Yeah, I just want to check it in my previous work where you and Jason is talk about the website.
Okay, you're going to do that right now or wait? You're going to do it later?
Yeah, I just do it. Just check it out.
Right now or later?
No, right now. I just see it.
Oh, okay.
I just confirm.
Yeah, being on the phone, we got to be really clear.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. I'm there.
It gets frustrating on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when they send me an email, where do I go get it, retrieve it?
Uh-huh. All right, so you give your information there. www.info@foodpantrydirect.org. Jeff Marlier, your email is there. Okay.
No, there's no www.info. No, we already talked about that.
No, you gave there. I have basically your email.
Yeah, the email will be info@foodpantrydirect.org, right?
Yeah. All right, I just simply remove www, all right?
Yeah, but then you got to put my web address.
All right. So what's your web
www.foodpantrydirect.org, right?
All right. I do it. Underneath
okay.
this email, all right?
Yeah, at the bottom of each page.
Bottom of each page? All right. I will do it.
Okay. And then kind of, you know, center it. Center everything.
Sorry?
Center everything so it's organized. You know what I mean?
All right, I will be organized.
Right now, it's very disorganized right now.
Basically, this is not like a final design because you have
right.
you have no time for a call and that stuff. So I'm just waiting
right.
for your call and all these stuff. So basically, as soon as possible, I will be go live with your website.
Right, but I'm not. I still got some more editing here.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the donation page.
All right, I will go to donation page. Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me read this. See where it says we can provide the opportunity for
yeah.
you to choose where the donation is going.
Yeah.
Okay. Below that, we need to put. Please select your city, state, or no, type your city, state, and zip code here for your donation, for what city to go to.
Like, we provide the opportunity for you to choose, all right, there?
I'm sorry, say again.
We provide the opportunity for you to choose where your donation is going. That one?
Yeah, they need to type in what city, state, and zip code they want their donation to go to.
Yeah. So, where
so that needs to be below. That would be above select your amount.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then select your amount. That's okay. Would you like regular donations? That's okay. But now the donor information,
mm-hmm.
we need to add for the credit card more information.
More information where?
Under donor information.
All right.
For the bank account. Oh, we got to have the credit card information there.
There is first name, account number, routing number, and add credit card number.
I don't think you give a routing number for a credit card, do you?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think, yeah, that's what I mean. I've never seen that before. So under donor information, donor credit card information.
So we can write donor information,
donor credit card information.
All right.
And then it'll have, pardon me?
Just wait, I can write
and
it
then,
there.
Pardon me?
Donor credit card
information.
Information. All right.
Yeah,
then,
and then we need what?
Yeah, then?
Then we usually they have pictures of like a Visa card and a MasterCard and a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so we can use pictures?
Of the Visa card and the MasterCard and Discover card, you know. Haven't you ever used a credit card online?
Online? I don't know which payment merchant is that.
Have you ever ordered anything online?
Yeah, online, yeah.
Well, when you go to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
that's the information that I need in there for the credit card. So I need the name of their bank. I need their credit card number.
All right. So there is your credit card number.
Here, let me say it. Okay, we need the name of the bank. Then we need the credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need the expiration date of the credit card.
All right.
And we need the CVV number, right?
All right.
I think that's what they call it, CVV number.
Which number?
CVV, you know, the three-digit number.
Three-digit number, no. I don't know.
You don't know that?
No. I just make one donation site for my client, and it got, like, received, like, a good worth of donations.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Like, I just make my client a donation website, right?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Like, I am said to you that I am just make a website for my client. All right? For my client.
You're going to make a website for your client?
Yeah, it's going live right now. So
okay, how do they have their payment information?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
For the credit card?
Yeah, for the credit cards.
So theirs is probably correct.
Yeah, so I can do that.
Okay, so
there.
You can, yeah, copy that.
All right, I will do it. Don't you worry about
Let's see, what?
All right, so which?
Wait a
basically, he is using Square.
He's what?
He's
Sorry?
Using Square.
He's using squares?
Yeah.
You mean rectangles? Rectangles.
No, square. Square is like a payment merchant.
Well, just make it like theirs. And
all right, I will do it.
And then on mine, it says if you want to make a recurring monthly donation, fill out the information there also.
Recurring,
yeah.
All right.
That's where they'll fill out the information. And then you can see at the bottom, that's all the stuff that we've already talked about. That's on every page.
All right, I will do it. I will fix it, that page. Don't worry.
Okay, do what we've talked about, and I'll get you some pictures, and then we'll look at it again.
All right, just send me the pictures, and I will add all these things, all right? I will fix your website.
Okay. You still have my AOL? I think I've got your account.
Sorry?
Yeah, I think you sent me an email. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I sent you an email.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do all of this for now, and then I'll get you pictures, and we'll look at it again.
All right. Don't you worry.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jeffy.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.